For example, a meditator who is sitting has, in some sense, an immediate experience. He might remain silent with no expression of his experience at all, in which case this cannot become part of the data that we can use. There has to be at least an expression, a report. If he doesn't express himself, others cannot share this knowledge. If there is a second person involved, there are two extremes possible. One is a really expert second person, for example, a skillful teacher who could really lead a meditator on the path by asking the right questions. Did you notice this? Let me present what I call different lineages for the first person. Of course, the Buddhist tradition is a very important lineage, which covers both the first person as such, self-reports, as well as an expert second person. The relationship between a teacher and his student becomes extremely sophisticated. There is in the West a truly unique tradition of phenomenology. In this, the first-person account is considered to be the basis of how to think about mind and the world. In phenomenology, there have been several methods developed that correspond to both second and first person. For example, William James could be seen as belonging to this tradition, and particularly Edmund Husserl in Germany, who created this whole style of work. This is quite different from other philosophical schools in the West, particularly the empiricist tradition, or American philosophy of mind. The Dalai Lama wanted to know, is there a very simple definition of phenomenology? Is it just description? Francisco answered, my colleagues across the table there will correct me, but basically, Husserl's point of view was that one cannot think about oneself and the world without doing what he called going back to things themselves. In other words, to just the way things appear. Not to have any a priori assumptions about what the world should be. There should be God, there should be matter, there should be this, or there should be that. But to simply look, simply have the way the world presents itself be the basis. This is what he called the phenomenological reduction. So it's a very meditative approach. When you want to analyze something, the first thing you do is to suspend all of your ideas about it, all your preconceptions, all of your habitual patterns, and just see what you see and start from there as the basis. That was Husserl's great contribution. I pointed out, that's why having a highly adept meditation practitioner come into the lab would be a valuable contribution. Francisco agreed, saying that would make possible exploring the entire range of experience. But, he added, in fact, science so far has explored only the little corner where naive subjects report to naive second persons.